This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour, Thursday already again. Next Tuesday is Independence Day. We call it the 4th of July, but it really is the day we celebrate our declaration of becoming an independent nation. July 4th, 1776, although there are a lot of other things that went with the ancillary story of Independence Day. And I will save those for that day because, as is the tradition of programs that I'm involved in, I will be on the air live on the 4th of July. Jennifer, where are you going to be on the 4th of July?
Well, I think I'm here. I'd wanted to go out of town, but that doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Ah-ha! All right. Carol will be here. Victoria will be back, too, so we'll have a good 4th of July, a good Independence Day.
Do you
going to
bring
Tuesday.
Hot dogs?
Hot dogs, no, we don't do. Well, unless we can get veggie.
I don't show up if there are no hot dogs.
Veggie hot dogs.
Ugh.
Yeah, a veggie hot dog and veggie burgers.
No.
Have those.
Jen and I are going to go have our own cookout.
Yeah.
So. All right. So anyway, for your listening note, 4th of July, as with all other holidays, this program is live. Talk to you then. Between now and then, lots of other things are going on. Did you know, Jennifer, rubber bands last longer when they're refrigerated?
I did not know that.
Yep. The I don't know what there is, but, well, yes, I do. I understand
chemistry.
Is that
something that people are trying to do, is make their rubber bands last longer?
Yes, I think that's okay. A big thing. It's a big deal. The molecular structure of a rubber band or anything, grapes. I love eating cherries and grapes in the refrigerator through most of the night because it slows down the molecular action. They're firmer, and they seem to taste better than they are when they're hot and just kind of, yeah, Vicky. The same thing is true with the rubber. You're not going to eat the rubber band, but it has more value when
it's tight. I was going to say, are we refrigerating our rubber bands and eating them for breakfast?
No eat. Just a point of information, that's all.
Have you ever had a frozen grape? Those are pretty good.
Yeah, my daughter likes them. I don't care for them.
You can put them in your wine, right? So they're like ice cubes without diluting the flavor. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I know you drink a lot of wine, Doug, so.
I do, as a matter of fact. As long as we're in this department here, let's have some food news because there's a lot of it today. I think I would start with a question, Jennifer. I consider your expertise when it comes especially to restaurants that serve good wine. I think that this is a discussion a lot of people will be eating out this weekend. So we're going to spend a minute talking about the standard tip for good service at a restaurant. Is it 10%? Is it 15%? Is it 18%? Is it 20%? Is it 25%? Where should we start? 10%?
Never leave less than 20.
20.
Wow.
So you double the number. In other words, the bill is 20. Is $20, you leave a $4
unless
tip.
The service is real stinky, then I might leave 15, but I never really. I mean, 20 is usually my marker.
Mm-hmm. How do you know how I think sometimes servers are, I guess it depends on the restaurant, are being paid under the minimum wage, some over, because the tipping became a tradition when people found out that the waiters or waitresses in food establishments weren't making a lot of money. They were depending on tips, which I think, when you look at some of the higher-end restaurants and what they charge you for a meal, oh, man. I was at a place on, where was it? I can't remember the last time. It was $28 for a piece of salmon and some veggies. I thought that was fairly expensive.
Right.
You think that's right?
I mean, if you're going to a higher-end restaurant, if you're going out for a date, then pony up, buddy.
The last time I went out, actually, I didn't pay, which was nice.
Even better. So what
even
are you complaining
about? Yes. So let's see. Carrie, your experience, have you ever, by the way, either of you ever worked in a restaurant as a waitress?
I have not.
No. Okay. I thought it used to be everybody. I did myself when I was a kid. And I was working at a lower-end restaurant. And it was really something. I enjoyed it, actually, a lot. But I don't think I've ever had a job that I didn't like. Other than, well, that's not true. I worked on an island when I was in college one summer. I worked on an island as a maintenance guy off the coast of Martha's Vineyard, and it was torture. Oh,
was it just because it was hot? I want to work on an island.
It was because I was by myself, and yeah, it was hot. And I was by myself. It was torture, horrible. Anyway, so the idea here is to decide when you're dining out how well you're being taken care of, right? I think the way I judge it is whether water is refilled. You don't have to ask for service. People come, and you don't have annoying people say,
Yeah, I think it's. You know, I think
they
it's
keep
kind of
coming back. Is everything okay? Is everything okay? When you know they don't really give a damn.
That's kind of it. I think they have to seem genuine, and then I think it's kind of also up to the waiter or waitress to be able to judge who their audience is and appeal to them. Because I'm the kind of person, and everybody's different, but I'm the kind of person who, yes, I want my water refilled, and I want you to be able to notice when it's empty and come back in a reasonable amount of time. But I don't want you to be overly friendly. I want you to come and check on things.
That's it.
Every now and then, but I don't want to sit and have a conversation because obviously I'm probably there with someone else and I'm trying to eat.
Yeah.
But is that too much to ask for them to be able to, you know, read the situation and tell what different people
some yes, some
like?
No. Some
what about the waitresses or waiters that actually sit down at the table?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
Nope. Unless you're already my friend and I ask you to sit down and talk to me, in which case it's probably not professional anyway, I don't want you to sit down at the table.
Wow. No. No.
Do you like that, Jen?
No, I do not like that. I don't think anybody does. It's kind of awkward.
Yeah,
it's like a bad reality show.
I've never had that experience, and I hope that I don't ever because it seems weird. What do you think about tipping? Because for me, I normally do 15 is like the lowest I would ever go unless it was absolutely terrible. But so I'm normally somewhere between 15 and 20. I don't normally go above 20. Do you think that's an age thing? Do you think
well,
that people get more as you get older?
Yeah, it's about how much money you have, right?
Because I don't normally go to places where the meals are super expensive, and if they are super expensive, then I normally like I wouldn't normally order it. Not necessarily, but if there was a $28 salmon on the menu, I probably wouldn't order that. I would probably order something that was cheaper, so I wouldn't have to pay.
Your father and mother taught you that, I bet. My father. When I was a kid, I remember going once to a restaurant. I was maybe 13, 14 years old, and we were the guests of somebody else. So I ordered lobster because at that time in my life, we didn't have a lot of lobster, and I enjoyed lobster. So I ordered it. My father, when we went outside, scolded me. He said, don't ever order a lobster unless you're paying for it.
Well,
and I've remembered that through my whole
life. I visited a friend in Seattle a few years ago, and he works at Microsoft, and so he's making a pretty good amount of money, and his roommate, who also went out with us, was working at Amazon, so he was also making a pretty good amount of money, and we went out to a steak restaurant, and, you know, I'm thinking, like, okay, this is going to be comparable to, like, Outback Steakhouse. It's not going to be anything over the top or super expensive. Well, we get there, and, you know, all of the steaks are, they're steaks for $75, and I think the cheapest one was like 50 or something like that, and so I'm sitting there looking, and if you had seen my face, I was overwhelmed, and I didn't know what to do, and I'm looking at the salads, and, you know, there are salads for like 15, 20 bucks, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to get a salad, and my friend looked at me, and he said, you're at a steak restaurant, you can't get anything, but like, you have to get a steak.
But a steak, right.
And so, at that point, because I had not asked before, but at that point, he made it clear that he would be paying for it. But I still, you know, so I basically just followed along with what they were getting. So if they were getting steak and a drink and or something like that, I did the same thing. But it was, yeah, I'm definitely not comfortable with, like, especially if someone else is footing the bill with looking and getting something that's super expensive. I've never seen a steak for $75 before.
Right. All right. And speaking of lobsters, yesterday we were talking about that giant 20-pound lobster that was found in a checked bag at Logan Airport.
Mm-hmm.
Remember all that conversation about this?
The guy, the TSA guy posed with him, right?
Right, exactly. Well, now, the fellow who owned the lobster, Chris Strakuza, got on the plane at Logan on his way to Savannah, Georgia, which is his home. He was really ticked, furious, in fact, about how the agency handled this guy with his picture of the lobster. It was everywhere. And then afterwards, this guy said, this is my, I bought this thing, and I'm not interested in you trying to make a name for yourself with my lobster. Leave my lobster alone. So it was a whole
back and forth. I don't blame this guy, by the way.
Yeah. I don't. No, I don't either. He's not the only one. Strakuz is not the only one unhappy with the way the lobster was handled. The owner of the fish market said that it was about our privacy. Is there a line? Is there something that says an agent or a person can just pick up something out of your bag, pose with a photographer, and send it out on social media? This is a principle.
It's true.
Whether it's lobsters or whatever else it is, I'm with them.
Yeah. And I hadn't really thought about it that way. You know, I look and kind of just had a laugh and thought it was a funny story. But it is true. I mean, whose prerogative is it that they get to decide whatever is in your luggage they can just take out? So if someone had a really big pair of underwear, like Jen said yesterday, then what's to stop them?
You want them posing with all of your stuff?
With it.
Yeah, it's too weird.
Yeah. I mean, my question is, how do you cook a 20-pound lobster? Where do you cook that?
Well, this guy,
scream.
Yeah.
I think that's horrible. I think that turns me off more about lobster, not the fact that it makes
Do they really
sick.
Scream
no.
when you?
No. They do. When you put them into the pot, yeah, they do.
They don't scream.
Yes, they do. I remember when my mother used to put lobsters into the pot. We have them maybe once or twice a year, and you could hear them some noise come out of them.
Is that just not really a scream? It's just the noise.
Well, that's the noise of them getting cooked. Think about what would you do if somebody threw you into the Aboriginal.
Well, I have a mouth about it. I have a mouth and a voice box, which would allow me to scream. But
yeah, so this guy then turned the lobster into lobster mac and cheese and lobster rolls. Mm. Apparently,
and he didn't invite us over. How rude!
And I know. I think that
don't give me this. Lobsters are people too routine because you just talked about ordering salmon at a restaurant.
Didn't
so
he talk about ordering lobster too? You like lobster?
Yes,
I did. I used to. I'm not. I have a different consciousness now than I used to.
But what's the difference between the salmon you ate over the weekend and the lobster?
I don't know. I'd have to think about that a little bit. I'm not comfortable eating much flesh at all anymore. Frankly. I
well, when you put it like that,
yeah.
I don't know.
Except
that
for
I
an occasional piece of sausage. Don't let him fool you.
Yeah, well, that I do once in a while. I do. Well, listen, where is their perfection? I never told you I was perfect. Close, but
everyone else should be.
Yes. Thank you, Kara, for recognizing the truth. It's actual, and everything is satisfactual. 20 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 18th through July 4th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Sunny Veranda, summer never looked better. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Middle to a little bit later. She was a grown-up Britney.
Grown-up Britney. Britney Spears shooting down accusations that she lip syncs at her concerts. How many times have we said that here? She was over in Tel Aviv. She's going to do a series of concerts this weekend and into next week. A lot of people think that I don't sing live, she said, because I'm dancing so much. I have to have a little bit of playback, but it's a mixture of my voice and the playback. It really, I don't like this word, although it's being used more often.
You like this one?
People say it pisses me off. I don't like that. It's annoying. Maybe better vocabulary. Anyway.
I think that the first one is more satisfying to say, though, than annoying.
Yeah.
She's busting her butt out there, she says, singing at the same time. Nobody ever really gives me credit. I wouldn't say that was the truth. When you went to the bank the last time, Brittany, what's the bank account look like? You're getting paid pretty well by people who go and acknowledge that you have talent. And I think she does have talent, frankly.
Yeah.
But these accusations have been flipping around for a long time, and more of it came from a video in Tokyo of a concert there, showing her getting her microphone caught in her hair while she was untangling it. The vocals just kept going. And so,
see, this is it. I saw her in concert in Vegas, and and look, I not saying that I don't think she's not capable of singing. It's just she's doing so much dancing.
Well, that's what
Yeah. Yeah, that it's hard to believe that she could really do both of those things.
She said in the interview she uses a playback track to keep things seamless during her performances. So apparently there's a mix of live vocal and playback, which is part of concerts, not only hers, but a lot of these people
that's
that do
modern pop music now. Yeah,
right, it is. Yeah. Anyway, so she's there. I don't know if she's ever been to Las. I wonder. I'm in Las Vegas. Into Tel Aviv, how she's doing there? She's got concerts all over the place: Hong Kong, Singapore. And then she comes back to Las Vegas in August for her final run. She's at the Axis in Planet Hollywood. So I think I still think she's done a lot with herself in many ways. I used to say I had a lot of respect I can always think about the guy she was married to, the guitarist, but I never think of, anyway, not important. Lady Gaga, another person that I have great regard for, frankly, surprising students at Walter Reed Middle School in Hollywood this week. She stepped in as a substitute teacher. Ha! That's kind of cool.
That'd be fun. Can you imagine that day? Come on.
Right. Mariah Carey's here, I was thinking about. Anyway, she announced her partnership with Staples to support public education. In the commercial, Gaga says that she's in the classroom to promote a positive learning environment with the office and school supply chain Staples helping along. They've launched a fundraising campaign for her Born This Way Foundation and also DonorsChoose.org, which helps teachers pay for programs, projects, supplies, that sort of thing, which is kind of sick when you think about it, that we put all the money that we do into education. Where the hell does it go? Where does all the money... we're out of control in my town, spending $125 to $140 million a year on education here, and people are wondering where it goes. If there are these sorts of things going on, look at the federal dollars, state dollars, local dollars that go to education. Don't you think that's a good question? That's what this thing is bringing up for me. Where's the money going? Nice to be able to help out like the PTAs always do, but come on, where's the money being spent? Good question. Thank you for asking it, Doug. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. How would you feel if one day someone suddenly appeared in your house and didn't leave? The stranger slept in your bed or a brand new one that's even nicer. Ate your food or food that even tasted and smelled better than yours. You'd feel pretty bad, wouldn't you? In fact, there's a good possibility that you'd start resenting the newcomer. Well, that's often how an existing pet feels when a new pet suddenly appears on the scene. However, I am a big advocate of adding a second pet, but you need to use that first pet psychology. Make the first pet think that the greatest thing that ever happened since the invention of kibble was, in fact, the arrival of the new pet. First, I recommend introducing them on neutral turf if you possibly can. The reason for that is this way neither dog feels really, really possessive of the territory, and there's a lot of distractions around as well. Make sure you spend a lot of time with the original dog, and then you spend family time and separate time with each. And make sure that when people come over, they don't stop to see the new puppy, they play with that older dog first again, so he feels that this thing is so great. Since this new puppy came into the house, the world is much better. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-707-8439. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-707-8439. 800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Now 34 after the hour on the Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schilling get together. This week's DJV incarceration or incarnation.
We are not incarcerated, sir.
You want to hear what's going on the program from stem to stern? Tune in radio at your mobile device. Do a search for Doug Steffen now, because that's how you'll hear today's programs. Doug Steffen now. The fake news department, NASA, according to some rumors earlier this week, was going to announce the discovery of aliens on our planet. Aha! Hashtag life at NASA, suggesting, well, maybe not so fast. Right? There are a few little green people wandering around that become different. I just think that it makes no sense to think that they don't. However, the hardcore newsies don't like the hardcore people who find this very uncomfortable to even imagine. Do you think there are people here from other worlds? And the non-believers would say, okay, the ice guys will have to make sure that they're sent back to where they came from. You know, the political ones who love...
Are they on the travel ban list, do you think?
Yeah. Let's see.
From six countries and four planets.
Yes.
Here's my question, though, about this theory. So if we have come from other planets, then where were we before that? Do we just keep planet hopping? We had to come from somewhere sometime.
Hard to imagine. It really is hard to imagine how this all began. Whether it was a Big Bang, the universe is billions and billions and billions of years old. Some say 18, 19 billion years ago, the Big Bang occurred. It's all theory, because it can't be proven. None of this stuff can be proven. And so when people call it fake news, okay, I might wink a little bit at it myself, but you don't really know. You may think, because of your arrogant position as somebody in the news business, for example, that you know that these things couldn't exist. And how dare we, because scientifically they haven't been proven. Well, science is always disproving itself, and there are plenty of things going on that are unexplainable. It's just that's the way it is. So I choose to believe. It doesn't make me
the
good,
story
bad.
Was that this guy, I'm sorry to interrupt, but the story was that this was actually hacked from NASA computers.
Yeah, right.
And that the information was leaked, and somehow it delayed the release of the story.
Yeah. Well, what do you think?
Interesting.
Yeah. Sure.
Look,
is.
I think it's awfully arrogant to think that there's nothing else out there but us. But yeah,
well, because there isn't. That is
arrogant.
But this
is the conversation that makes my brain hurt, because I always say to the people who believe in the Big Bang Theory, well, what caused the particles that caused the Big Bang?
Right.
And people will say to me, well, if you believe in God, who made God?
Uh-huh.
And that's another
Barbie
valid
and
point.
Ken. The answer to that question is Barbie and Ken.
You think?
Yeah. Other people in the news today beside God, Lindsay Lohan, following in the footsteps of the Kardashians, launching her own subscription, a lifestyle website, announcing on social media that she's been working on a portal called Premium that would allow her fans to get inside her life for $2.99 a month. Wow, sounds like a real deal.
Does anybody care about Lindsay Lohan?
That's why I asked the question.
Out of the news quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah, would you pay $2.99 to find out what's going on in my life?
No.
Oh,
I think
you.
We could do that
tell me for free.
Free.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Free. Free.
If you made me pay, I guess I would, but yeah, no.
I think, what's Lindsay Lohan's real claim to fame?
Oh, the movies that she was in.
She was a childhood star, really, yeah. A kid actor.
You get personal diaries, videos, updates, personal photos, fashion, beauty, tutorials, shopping guides, behind-the-scenes content of my life. How self-indulged do you have to be to
see? I think that people want to know the drama because they like to know, you know, what weird things that she's doing. But I can't imagine anyone is willing to pay. See, at least the Kardashians, whatever you want to say about them, they can provide beauty tips and stuff like that because they have their own makeup lines and they have really good makeup. I don't think that Lindsay Lohan has any of that.
Well, plus the fact that Kardashians are fairly attractive, and I'm not sure that many people think Lindsay Lohan
was.
Yeah,
but,
before she drugged and smoked herself into, Well, it's a point of view, and I'm betting there'll be takers for that.
Look, I think it's good that it seems like she's kind of trying to go down the straight and narrow path and make a name for herself and come back again. I think that's good. Whether she'll be successful in that venture, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Give her a chance. America's all about opportunity, is it not? So who
right.
are we to take shots?
There'll be somebody who wants this.
Here's the story of Mildred Garrison of Reidsville, North Carolina. She's a biker chick.
Yeah.
What's so unusual about this? A lot of biker chicks. Well, she's 94 years old.
Good for her.
She's had a lifelong dream of riding a Harley since she was a kid, and she did that on June the 24th. And she took the ride from her senior living house. And this is a partnership, actually, between where she lived and the Wish of a Lifetime group. Grants wishes to seniors, makes this kind of a special moment possible. She said, quote, "I still haven't gotten over the excitement yet. I could have gone some more. I've always wanted to ride a motorcycle, especially a Harley. They're beautiful and clean. What a wonderful thing. A lot of people took time out to come and celebrate with me." She rode along with a fellow named Richard Jared, a local Harley enthusiast, who said he was glad to be able to have her and participate with this activity. The most exciting part was listening to her say how much she enjoyed it. With her arms out in the wind, listening to the sound of the bikes behind her, This guy, Jared's been riding since he was 10 years old. He's in his late 50s now. So this is cool, right?
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, exactly.
Fulfilling a dream.
Do what you want to do. Go where you want to go.
And
be
she's
who
pretty
you
daring,
be.
Riding a motorcycle with your arms out in the air.
Right, at 93.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Apparently they offered to let her ride on in a sidecar or on one of those motorcycles that has the three wheels.
Way.
And she said, nope, they don't look like motorcycles to me. I want the real thing. Which if you're going to go out and do it when you're 93, you may as well go all out.
I always think when I see those sidecars of the Nazis, that's what the Nazis used.
Oh, I always think of the two fat ladies. Do you remember them? Carrie, you might be too young. There were these chefs from England, and they were very large ladies and very British, and they had a BBC show that they would cook, like, all this terrible stuff, like pigeon livers and all this, you know, very, very London-esque. And they would ride around on a motorcycle and a sidecar.
Really?
You know, I always think of old Disney movies, whether it's 101 Dalmatians or
well, they're the car.
What is it? But there's a couple different. I think it might be the Aristocats, but they have they have the old motorcycles with the sidecar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see a lot of those on the sets. Paddington Bear. Who among us hasn't had a Paddington Bear? I remember how my daughter loved Paddington Bear.
Love the books.
We were able to go buy him actually in Paddington in England. The fellow who created the bear, Michael Bond, has passed away. Short illness. He published the first book, A Bear Called Paddington, in 1958. Marmalade, right?
Mm-hmm.
Comes from deepest, darkest Peru. Lives in London. There were a lot of books. There was a television series. There was a film with Hugh Bonneville, remember? A couple of years ago.
I don't remember that, but I should revisit.
Yeah. Speaking of Hugh Bonneville, by the way, there's a movie in the works for Downton Abbey. Do you know that?
I did not know that.
Ah, that'll be great. I love that series. I thought that was a very compelling series. A lot of these British shows, these series are very compelling, but that was really, that was great stuff. So, that's the story there. Hey, you know, we better get to the sports news, because there are a couple of pretty good stories in here. Phil Jackson has been fired by the Knicks. He was probably best known, though, for being in Los Angeles for a long, long time. Don't you think, Jennifer?
Oh, yeah, with the Lakers. And, by the way, dating Jeannie Buss, who is the daughter of the owner of the team.
Mm-hmm. But he's apparently been there for 10 years, and now the owners, the family of the lady that he's identified with, think that it's time for them to move on and get somebody else. So I'm guessing he must be close to 70, isn't he?
I think so. I think that's fair, yep.
Yeah, but he's been so successful. This is not what you remember Phil Jackson for. You remember Phil Jackson for all the teams, all the coaching, all the wonderful work that he did, and how successful he was.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You know, everybody has to move on. It'll happen to Coach Bill Belichick someday, but not right away.
Not yet.
All right, so here's the story that I find interesting, because everybody says that Belichick never smiles. Well, after I saw this story, I looked up the story of him with his girlfriend, Linda Holiday, and what the story was. She has apparently done an interview for a local magazine. She's been with him for 10 years. They were both interviewed, as a matter of fact. They lived down on Nantucket Island, and said this is a perfect place for them together. No matter what everybody is doing during their busy lives, this is where the family comes together as a unit. She has lots of affection, apparently, for him and for the family. She opened up about one of his hidden talents. Apparently, he can sing. Did we find any examples of that, Kara?
The only example I found is someone put together, and it's not actually him singing, but someone put together one of those videos of, you know, where you cut up little bits of what someone's saying, and it's him singing a Christmas carol. But then someone at one of the reporters, when he was after a game, was talking to him, and they showed him that video, and they asked him if he liked caroling, and he gets, like, the littlest tiny smirk on. He barely smiles, but it's a little smirk, and he just says, "I love caroling." I love caroling every year. But that's it. Apparently he loves it, but he doesn't show it too well.
I don't know anything about this woman until I saw the story today. It's a very interesting, looks like a very interesting relationship, and they seem to really care for each other. And that's cool. I don't know, you know, people make a big deal out of it. Very attractive she is. He's older, she's younger, you know, the usual stuff. There comes a time in your life when you figure out that you found the right person. Sometimes it takes a lot of zigging and zagging, a lot of ups and a lot of downs. And you know what? Who's to say why a person is or isn't a factor in somebody's life for their lives? But, you know, I don't get why people take shots. Okay, he's older, she's younger, she's attractive, as if to say he wasn't. Obviously, she finds him attractive. And for whatever the reason, if it was superficial, it wouldn't have lasted 10 years, and they wouldn't look at each other the way they do now. That's my observation. I mean, look at, there are a lot of people that take a ride.
Sorry, getting a little close to home for you, huh?
Well,
never heard you so passionately debate the love life of Bill Belichick.
Well, I think that it's nice to look at the two of them and have them look at each other and smile. And sometimes it, you know, takes a while to figure that out. But thank you, Jennifer, for acknowledging that. All right. Let's get Jennifer's story and hear about an LSU pitcher. What's going on? This is a quite compelling story as well, Jen.
Is this Dr. Jerry Posch or Posch?
Posch,
do we know?
I think it is.
Posch? All right.
Yeah, right.
So he's the father of LSU starting pitcher Jared Posch, who is among the individuals who helped save the life of an elderly fan at the 2017 College World Series on Monday night. Really cool story. Posch was joined by Jimmy Roy, the dad of LSU strength and conditioning coach Travis Roy, and they helped revive the fan before paramedics got to the scene. The man died, said Jared Posch's dad. He didn't have a pulse. He didn't have anything. It looks like, luckily, we got him back. At last update, the man that was involved with this, the LSU father's estimated was around 80 years old. He was in stable condition. The main thing is when he left on the stretcher, he was conscious and nobody was doing compression. So he was in a lot of trouble. They were able to bring him back. It looked like he is going to make it, and they brought him to the emergency room. According to the dad, they talked to the senior paramedic, and the guy confirmed that he was stable. So really awesome story. And Florida, by the way, went on to win that game, game one of the CWS Championship Series, by a 4-3 score. The Gators are now one victory away from their first national title. So not only did they win the game, but also save someone's life. Imagine that. Someone just drops dead in front of you, and you jump into action. So good for them.
Yep. That's a, that is, I always think, as you were just suggesting, put yourself in your shoe, in their shoe.
Yeah.
What, can you imagine
what
you,
do you do?
Being
right
in that situation? Right. How are you on your feet? How are you when it comes to quick thinking? How are you when it comes to solving
problems? You have a plan. I mean, a lot of people walk around and they have plans in their mind about what they would do or how they would react. Do you have a plan in your mind?
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty amazing stuff. 10 minutes, or actually 11 before the hour here on the DJV Experience.
The Allstate America's Best Drivers Report is here. So which city has the nation's safest drivers? Glenn Shapiro of Allstate.
Kansas City, Kansas earned the number one spot, followed by Brownsville, Texas, and Madison, Wisconsin. We want to educate all drivers to be vigilant. The number of deadly collisions continues to rise, and they can happen anywhere at any time.
That's why Allstate is working on a plan to encourage all drivers to be safe.
For years, Allstate has released its list of the safest driving cities, and we think every city should strive to be on top. So this summer, we're launching our new campaign to continue our advocacy for roadway safety, from the busiest highways to neighborhood streets.
Shapiro says driver behavior can make all the difference.
Most collisions are caused by preventable human error, so keep a safe distance between you and the car in front of you. Avoid distractions like texting while driving, and of course never operate under the influence. Simple precautions like this can keep us all safer.
For more, go to allstate.com/bestdriversreport.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Three after the hour now on the DJV Experience. Let's spend a few minutes talking about travel. So many of you have left today or are leaving today on a weekend mission, a long weekend, maybe a long week. So I'm going to bring you up to date on a few travel items that are of interest and import. This is from the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file. Did you know that the average ocean liner, Kara, moves 6 inches for every gallon of diesel it burns? So, think about your car, gallon of gas. We all want to get, what, 45, 50 miles an hour, 55 miles a gallon?
6 inches?
The QE2, for example, moves 6 inches.
How many gallons of gas do they, or of fuel do they have?
They have thousands. They have enough, to get across the ocean.
Holy.
One way or another, they have big, big tanks on both sides of the ocean liners that hold the diesel fuel. Now they're trying to create these things. It's not practical. Well, it is sort of, and it isn't practical to have nuclear power on the cruise liners, but they're looking at different ways, solar power, because it's so, not only is it expensive, but it's also quite polluting. And they're more and more becoming aware of those sorts of things. But I thought that stat was pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's insane. Yeah,
it is. The Trump administration has set new rules for travel, the travel ban. We'll discuss that and other travel news in a moment here.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry in to the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. It's always a good time. Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $13.89 per month for $1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Right now at Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory, save 50 to 70% off everything in stores and online. That's right, 50 to 70% off everything. Celebrate the 4th with dresses from $19.99 at Banana Republic Factory. And at Gap Factory stores, tees start at $4.99. Plus, save an extra 40% off clearance. Sale ends Tuesday. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online.
All right, 56 after the hour. Doug Steffen here with some travel information. The administration setting new criteria for visa applicants from the six Muslim nations after the Supreme Court partially restored the president's executive order. So the new rules will take effect today. Visas that have already been approved will not be revoked, but instructions issued by the State Department say new applicants from Syria, Sudan, Somalia, Libya, Iran, and Yemen have to prove a relationship with a parent, a spouse, a child, an adult son or daughter, a son-in-law, daughter-in-law, or sibling in order to be eligible to come into the country. What I want to know is why Saudi Arabia and Qatar are not on this list. I think they ought to be. There are a lot of other specifics here, business links, professional links, that sort of thing. There has to be a legitimate relationship for you to come here. Otherwise, you will not be able to come. Journalists, students, workers, or lecturers who have valid invitations or employment contracts will be exempt from the ban as well. So this is something that will, I'm sure, over the next few weeks find itself. And it will be applied until the fall when the Supreme Court looks at all of this stuff again. Speaking of things that are traveling or people and things that are different, international travel, Department of Homeland Security yesterday said it's implementing new enhanced security measures for all commercial flights coming into our country. The Secretary of the DHS, John Kelly, said it's time we raise the global baseline of aviation security. We must put into place new measures across the board to keep traveling safe. The measures include enhanced screening of electronic devices, more thorough passenger vetting, new measures designed to mitigate potential insider attacks. The Secretary said we send a clear message that inaction is not an option. This is really the Israeli way of doing things. People are getting their, I guess the ban on some of the devices, that's something that's controversial. But if you go through the airport in Tel Aviv, Ben-Gurion Airport, they do all this stuff all the time, and that's why they're using that as a model to secure all U.S.-bound flights. We'll see what happens. I think it'll affect tourism a little bit for the short run.
Lifetime Grays 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook. You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.